Welcome to Menachem Begin, His Life, Legacy, and Uniquely Jewish Statesmanship, a limited series podcast brought to you by Tikva and MeirSoloveitchik.com. This special series is sponsored by the Hart N. and Simona Haston Family Foundation in partnership with the Menachem Begin Heritage Center in Jerusalem. The episodes in this study of Prime Minister Begin's remarkable leadership are drawn from Rabbi Soloveitchik's comprehensive, year-long podcast on the history of the most interesting city in the world, Jerusalem 365. Jerusalem 365 is available at MeirSoloveitchik.com. And now, on to Begin. This is episode number 9, Tisha B'Av in New York.
In July of 1977, Menachem Begin appeared on Meet the Press while in New York, after meeting with President Carter at the White House. At the immediate opening of the show, Begin was reminded by the host of a striking fact, that he had appeared on Meet the Press almost 30 years before in 1948, and that one of the reporters on the panel then, Lauren Spivak of NBC, was on the very same panel asking him questions in 1977. This fact, of course, highlighted the profound difference between his political status in 1948 and three decades later, how suddenly he was a man experiencing a long-awaited political triumph. He had overthrown the old socialist establishment and achieved the premiership of his country after losing election after election. And yet, at the very beginning of this interview, he emphasized a fact that was all about not celebration, but sadness. As I've mentioned in my Sacred Time series, Begin was immediately asked by the press about his meeting with President Carter, a meeting which had just occurred, and Begin responded by emphasizing something else entirely. He said, quote, "With your permission, before I answer this very important question, I would like to say a few words about the day we now meet because of its universal importance. Today, in accordance with our calendar, it is the 9th of the month of Av. It is the day when 1,907 years ago, the Roman legions, the 5th and the 12th, launched their ultimate onslaught on the Temple Mountain, set this temple ablaze, and destroyed Jerusalem, subjugating our people and conquering our land. Historically, this is the beginning of all the suffering of our people, dispersed, humiliated, and ultimately now a generation physically destroyed. We remember that day and now have the responsibility to make sure that never again will our independence be destroyed, and never again will the Jew become homeless or defenseless. Actually, this is the crux of the problems facing us in the future." End quote. So he said, and this, of course, is not something we can imagine any previous Israeli prime minister saying. And thus, the beginning of this interview reflects something profound about Menachem Begin's perspective, how he understood that mourning the losses of the past also has a future-oriented connotation. By refusing to forget what has occurred in years gone by, our memories guide us in how to live, how to lead. The moment thus captures, as few others would, who Menachem Begin was. And why, to think that Begin was only focusing on destruction, is to fundamentally misunderstand his perspective. For he had already also signaled to the President of the United States a peace initiative that lay at the center of his aspirations. In his first trip as Prime Minister, Begin flew from Israel to New York. It was on that flight that David Rubinger captured a moment witnessed and vividly described by Yehuda Avner, in which Begin lovingly assisted his wife Eliza with putting on her shoes. Begin spent Shabbat in New York, and after the Sabbath, his meetings with Jewish leaders included one with Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik, a descendant of the rabbis of the community in which Menachem Begin had grown up. It is incredible to ponder the meeting of these leaders, whose origin lay in the very same place, and who now met in a very changed world. Begin then met with the Lubavitcher Rebbe in a moment captured by Yehuda Avner. Quote, "One reporter called out, 'Mr. Begin, why have you come to see the Rebbe? Surely you being the newly elected Prime Minister of Israel, he should be coming to see you.' 'Why indeed?' the Prime Minister responded with grace, showing an easy rapport. 'A good question.' And then, with an air of deep reverence, 'I have come to see the Rebbe because I am en route to Washington to meet President Carter for the first time. So it is most natural for me to want to seek the blessings of this great sage of the Jewish people.'" End quote. Begin arrived at the White House on the 19th of July, and at least in this first engagement with the president, the rapport established with Carter was a warm one. Carter's goal was to convene a peace conference in Geneva that would address not only Israel's relationship with Egypt, but with the entire Middle East. Begin enthusiastically agreed to Israel's participation in this conference in Geneva. But looking back, one could see why the approaches of the different intended participants were, in certain respects, unbridgeable. including the question of the precise participants in this conference.
The Menachem Begin Heritage Center is the national commemoration project honoring and preserving the legacy of Israel's sixth prime minister. The Begin Center houses a library, archives, research center, educational department, and a full museum. Its mission is to pass on to the next generation the principles of Menachem Begin's values-driven leadership and to provide a space to explore what that means in today's complicated world. Visit the Begin Center in the heart of Jerusalem to experience the life and times of Menachem Begin.
Several days after the meeting with Carter, on Meet the Press, Begin was asked whether, his public positions notwithstanding, he had intimated to Carter privately that he was open to participation in the conference by representatives of the PLO. Begin replied that he would never make a distinction between his public and private positions. He then explained that he would not dictate who would be part of an Arab country's delegation, or as he put it, "We are not going to search the pockets to look for credentials." But Begin also stressed that he would not accept the presence of the PLO as an official delegation. And he added, quote, "Sometimes I wonder why, where from comes that pressure by free men that we should include in the negotiating process an organization that stipulated in Article 19 of its so-called charter that the formation of the State of Israel is null and void," end quote. Menachem Begin then added that according to the PLO charter, almost all the Jews currently within Israel were to be expelled, essentially asking how any sort of negotiation could take place with those that would advance a charter such as this. It is clear from reports of the encounter at the White House that Begin was, from the very beginning, functioning on two different planes. While he was embracing the White House engagement with the larger Middle East, he was also preparing for the possibility of a deal between Israel and Egypt alone. Thus, Avi Shilon writes, quote, "At a dinner held later in the presence of many guests, Begin told the president, by the by, that if the peace conference idea did not come to fruition, he would be happy to meet personally with President Sadat of Egypt. At this stage, Begin had no definite plan in mind beyond a summit at which he would persuade Sadat to agree to his peace terms. Carter thought the idea was a non-starter and contented himself with wishing Begin good luck with that. At the end of the dinner, as they bid each other farewell, Begin renewed his efforts to convene the Geneva conference after October 10. Carter asked him why only then, and Begin replied happily that in the weeks until then, the entire Jewish people would be busy celebrating the Jewish holidays of Tishrei, first month of the Jewish year, with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot." End quote. This story, I think, is more striking than it seems and must be appreciated as a harbinger of what was yet to come. Menachem Begin focused on the questions of the present through the Jewish calendar, by which I mean not only the upcoming holidays, but the span of Jewish history, in which the past stretched back millennia and the figures of the past were living still. And he also had the elemental understanding that the decisions he would make as Israeli prime minister regarding the future of Israel would be remembered by Jews thousands of years later. And there's another element to this episode that is important, which is the fact that Begin, even then, had suggested a separate engagement with Sadat alone, an idea that in the moment did not seem to be on Carter's radar, but was an idea that would ultimately, as we know, come to fruition. From Washington, Begin went back to New York, and with the advent of Tisha B'Av evening, he did what Jews had done for so many years. He mourned. A prominent custom for many is to spend the first part of Tisha B'Av sitting close to the floor, as Jews do when their immediate relative has just passed away. Begin, on Tisha B'Av night, went to synagogue, to congregation Kilath Jeshurun on the Upper East Side, and with the rest of the worshippers lowered himself to the floor and listened to the reading of Echa, Jeremiah's Book of Lamentations, which describes the destruction of Jerusalem. To some members of the media, this might have appeared utterly incongruent, the prime minister of a restored Jewish commonwealth and reunited Jerusalem, sitting Shiva for his city and civilization that had been destroyed almost two millennia before. But for those who knew Menachem Begin, it was entirely apt, and it highlighted not that Menachem Begin was stuck in the past, but that he remembered the past, mourned the losses of the past, kept in mind what was not yet restored, and also that he would approach the decisions he was about to make by seeing himself as a bridge between past and posterity. Thus did Menachem Begin mark the saddest day of the Jewish year, and in so doing, he highlighted why for so many Jews, Menachem Begin's statesmanship was a source of Jewish joy. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.